This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange Debt Replacement and Mortgage Boot, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Most investors know they must reinvest their equity in a 1031 exchange. Far fewer realize they must also replace their debt. Skip that, and you create Mortgage Boot, a taxable event hiding inside an otherwise valid exchange. The debt replacement requirement is the single most overlooked rule in the 1031 process, and it trips up careful, well-intentioned investors precisely because it's counterintuitive. This guide explains the rule in full, why it exists, how Mortgage Boot is triggered, the several ways to satisfy it, how leveraged DSDs solve it cleanly, and how refinancing before or after an exchange interacts with the debt rules. To fully defer your gain, the replacement property's value must equal or exceed the relinquished value, and because value includes debt, that usually means replacing the mortgage you paid off. You can satisfy this in two ways: take on new debt on the replacement at least equal to the old debt, or add an equivalent amount of cash out of pocket. Think of an exchange as balancing two ledgers, equity and debt. You must reinvest all your equity, no cash boot, and replace all your debt, no mortgage boot. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.